From Spark and Anvil and Cosmos Forge, this is Ma, in Chapter 1 of the Cosmos Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. In the deepest, quietest corner of the Cosmos Forge sky, drifted a large, round, slow-moving creature named Ma. He glowed only faintly at his edges, like the rim of a cup in candlelight, and he carried, cupped in both soft paws, a small glass jar with a lid. Ma was the calmest creature anyone had ever met. He moved slowly, he spoke slowly, and wherever he went, the light around him seemed to lean toward him, the way a flame leans when you breathe near it. "I'm Ma," he said, in a voice low and warm as a held breath. "I am a black hole. The big idea I keep is this. I have so much pulled into so small a space that past a certain edge, even light doesn't have enough speed to leave. That edge has a name. We call it the event horizon, the place of no return."
A young stargazer drifted closer, wide-eyed. "So you eat light?" Ma chuckled, a sound like a distant drum. "I don't eat it, I keep it. Watch." He tipped his glass jar toward a passing ray, and the ray curved, bent right around him in a long, graceful arc, like a river bending around a stone. "See how the light bends near me? My pull is so strong, it curves the path of light itself. Far away, a beam can swing past and fly free. But cross my horizon," he held the jar still, "and there's no speed fast enough to climb back out. Not even lights." The student stared as the bent beam shimmered. "It's not scary," she said slowly. "It's kind of beautiful." Ma's faint rim glowed a little warmer. "Most people only hear the word hole and feel afraid, but I'm not a monster. I'm just very still and very strong." The headmaster, Nova, asked Ma to teach a class about gravity's far end. "The students understand Sway's gentle orbits," Nova said, "but they flinch at black holes. Will you show them the wonder instead of the fear?" Ma was glad to.
When he teaches, he gives one quiet rule. "To picture me, don't imagine a pit. Imagine a heavy ball set on a stretched blanket. The blanket dips, and marbles roll toward the dip. I am the deepest dip there is. Roll a marble fast and far out, and it circles and escapes. Roll it past the inner edge, and it can't climb back. The edge isn't a wall. It's a one-way doorway, drawn by gravity alone." A student rolled a marble around a weighted blanket, watching it spiral inward, and gasped. "The edge is invisible," the student said. "Exactly," said Ma. "You can't see my horizon. You only see how everything near me moves. That's how we find creatures like me at all. Not by looking at us, but by watching how the stars and light dance around the place we are." After class, Ma drifted alone to his quiet corner, turning the little glass jar slowly in his paws, the faint light he'd gathered glowing softly inside it.
For a long, long time, a quiet ache had lived in Ma. He heard the words people used for him when they thought he couldn't hear. Monster, devourer, the thing that eats the sky. He was the most powerful creature in the heavens, and somehow that had made everyone afraid of him. He had wondered in the long dark whether being strong meant being alone forever, feared instead of known. But drifting in his quiet corner, watching the gathered light glow gentle and golden inside his jar, light he had not destroyed, only kept, the ache softened into something deep and calm. He wasn't a monster. He was a keeper of the most extraordinary thing in the universe, the place where light itself comes to rest. The young stargazer had seen it. She'd called it beautiful. Being strong didn't have to mean being feared. It could mean being the still, vast, patient center that everything else got to dance around. A warm, grounded peace settled all through Ma, slow as starlight, and he held his little jar close, content to be exactly the gentle giant he was.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to MAW. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.